I am Sherry Shepherd.
And I'm Queen Latifah.
And this is 3.
Welcome back.
We're a day early.
Yeah, we're on Thursday today because Scandal's coming on tomorrow and we just have so many feelings. We're so excited. We can't possibly even run the risk of missing it. So
that's kind of the reason. Yeah. I was going to lie and be like, oh, well, we felt bad for that week that we didn't do a show.
No.
So we decided to treat you by having it on the same night as Scandal.
But really, in my heart, Scandal is all the reason I need.
Like, and Shonda said, bitch, if you miss the last 5 minutes, you're going to want to kill yourself.
See, so I just have to get my whole mind ready. I have to go home early tomorrow and take a nap before this show and make sure I have all my energy up. And
I might actually exercise just to make sure that I'm like physically prepared.
Right. I just want to be sharp mentally and ready for whatever bullshit Shonda's about to throw at us, because I know it's about to be some shit.
Whew, Lord. Anyway, so we're here.
Yep.
And we're queer. Deal with it.
And we want to get married on the ocean. That's an Arrested Development reference if you watch that show.
Oh, I just meant to start.
It's on Netflix. Oh my God, it's so good.
That's not the point. The point is we have to do our weekly shit.
So let's get into it.
You know what we have to talk about first?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What is it?
Beyonce. We still have no single.
We don't.
Now, this is something that I've been hearing for the past few weeks, and I just decided to pretend that it is, or I was pretending that it was a lie, or hoping that it was a lie.
Okay.
But it's the most sensible explanation, I think, in terms of this whole lack of single, lack of album promo thing from Beyonce. Ooh. And that is because she's allegedly pregnant.
Oh, I've heard that same thing. And since she canceled a show due to extreme illness and said she was going to wait for doctor's orders in order to.
Yesterday, she canceled that show.
In Amsterdam, I think.
In Belgium.
Belgium.
And it was, due to dehydration
and exhaustion.
Or a baby, like a fetus growing inside of her.
But I think she went on tonight and then she rescheduled that show for May 31st. So.
Oh, yeah, she did reschedule.
She did. So I don't know anymore. Like, at first, I really thought she was pregnant.
I heard she's 2 months. I really, really hope she's not pregnant.
You do.
I do. Just because I feel like, you know, I think that she wants to or plan to have a baby after this tour.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why would you start a tour and put out like a snippet for 2 singles and then be like, okay, girl, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, that is, you know what I mean? So. Right. I'm hoping that, you know, she could continue this album and tour and give everybody 130% Beyonce.
Right.
And then have a baby after. But if she is pregnant, then bring on little Aquavine.
Yeah. Right. Like, I don't know. It feels like everything's kind of out of control and nobody really knows what Beyonce's doing. We can definitely tell that Matthew is no longer her manager. You know,
I told you he would have had the whole album out last year.
Yeah, things aren't coming out like just pow, 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 like with just everything Beyonce themed just out there and ready to go. So I think nobody really knows what's going on. The likelihood that she's pregnant seems to me to be very great. But I mean, I don't know if she is. I'm very happy for her. I'm super excited. I just hope if she is pregnant that she cancels the North American leg of the tour, because as much as I love her, I don't want to pay world tour prices for like her to sit on a stool and sing. Like, that would be lovely, but
right. That's
not really what I'm anticipating. So.
I want full blown entertainment. I want my eyebrows to be gone.
Right.
After the show.
The Beyonce show I want to see does not include a 5 or 6 month pregnant Beyonce. It just doesn't.
I want to be so blown away that I just am. I'm like the same color as LaToya Jackson.
Right. So I'm
like, I want to just be blown to ghostly pastures.
Right. Like, I just want Beyonce to send me to just another atmosphere the way she has done before.
And girl, just sit home and put your feet up. You did Roseland when you were pregnant and all that other shit, girl. Just kick your feet up and, you know, have some bugles and watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
And just, you know, have this baby and chill and just, but put that fucking album out. You do that.
I heard that after tonight's show, emergency personnel was called to the to the venue, so hopefully nothing is wrong with her. Beyonce, sweetie,
we're not trying to risk losing the queen, like, we don't, or her babies.
As much as we love you and as much as we want this tour to go on as scheduled, like, we love you more than we love the tour, girl. Like, please don't put your health at risk for the sake of this show.
Or Aquavine.
Right. Or whoever that is. I'm not going to call that baby Aquavine.
I just thought that I think Aqua is a cute name.
No, this is Blue Ivy the remix. And okay. I don't want little remix to be in there feeling some kind of way. Like, if the baby is telling you to sit down and open up some hot Cheetos and some peach pop and just kick back and eat your boudin and get your life, girl, then that's what you need to be doing. Like, definitely your health, the baby's health, is more important than the rest of this.
I agree 100%. Just make sure that I have my album.
Right. I mean, and I really, for me, I just want my tour apparel because they released that website on Beyonce's site.
I saw that.
Where you could buy tour apparel, and it was like $100 for two shirts, and I bought it anyway because I just love her. So, I mean, just send me my shirt, and you could put the music out. That would be fantastic, too. But, you know, if you have to cancel this tour, girl, then you just have to cancel it, and it's okay. Like, I mean, it's not what you planned, but...
You're a grown woman. You can do whatever the fuck
exactly.
You want.
And that includes go home and gestate your baby in peace.
And there it is.
So, we love you, Beyonce.
Speaking of Beyonce's kids, did you read that quote from Gloria Carter talking about Blue Ivy and how when she says Papa, Jay-Z's heart melts?
Yes. Isn't that so cute?
And then she said that Blue Ivy, like, I guess she watches some show called Baby's Choice or something like that.
Okay.
And, like, I guess it's like some educational show for kids. And they teach you, like, what hi and bye-bye mean. And so Gloria says, or Miss Gloria, I should say.
Come on.
Says that when Blue is, like, tired of you, like, she'll just say bye-bye.
I would pay money to see that baby be like, okay, bye-bye, though.
Bye.
Like, but bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And
that's
just
so shady.
Away.
That's everything.
Like, she is not even 2 years old yet, and she has reached platinum levels of shade. And I'm so excited about
that's it. That's so cute.
All right. Moving right along. Let's talk about, again, children.
Okay.
The Emancipation of Jaden Smith.
That's not a real thing.
So Will Smith told some interviewer that he and his wife Jada, I'm still concerned about your cheeks. I don't know what you did to him.
You didn't have to bring that up.
I just can't help it.
So rude.
Like, what happened to Jada from a different world?
Let Jada's face be great.
Anyway, they don't generally believe in punishment.
Yeah.
And that when their kids were 5 or 6, they'd sit them down and ask them, like, please explain why what you did makes sense. Like, I don't know. They would, like, have conversations with with their kids when they were babies. And then he said, Will said that his son Jaden, who is like 14, are 15 years old. No, he's 14 years old. And he says that when he turns 15, he wants to be emancipated. And I guess, like, there's some law. I don't know if it's like a national thing or what, but there's some law that I guess where you kind of can, like, I don't, like, relinquish rights to your kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you can let them go out and, like, I guess technically be, like, an adult and take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Because he wants to move out of their house and get his own home. So that's why he's asking for his 15th birthday. He wants to be emancipated. Now, this is my thing with that. Nigga, what?
I mean, first of all,
that is my thing with it. Like, you are 14 years old.
But they went on the Ellen Show today and said that's not true. I don't think you saw that.
So, bitch, you let me sit here and say that whole thing?
I was trying to interrupt you. And you I didn't want to be rude.
You sat here and let me say that whole passionate thing.
I just wanted you to get your feelings out.
Because I have so much of it.
I mean, that when I first heard that, I was like, that can't be right. There's no way Will and Jada would really let this child be emancipated.
Will and Jada, you let me sit here this whole time?
They're such laid-back parents. Like, why would anybody ever want to be emancipated?
You let me sit here that whole, like, 5 minutes.
I'm 30, and I want Will and Jada to let me move into their house.
Bitch, you let me sit here this whole time.
I mean, you can stay mad about it, but I didn't want to interrupt you and be rude, so I let you get all your feelings out.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Well, since it's a lie, but there still are people who do it, fuck y'all there. And I'm done. I don't have shit else to say about this.
Okay. I know some people who were legally emancipated, but it's because...
I had a whole thing that I was ready to do.
Yeah, you probably were, but sorry, that's not true. It's a fake. That's not a real story, so... Oh, well, let's move on to the next one. You look so mad.
Anyway. Bobby Valentino is shopping a sex tape around of him, or somebody's shopping a sex tape of Bobby Valentino. I guess they want somebody to actually pay to watch that young fairy do his thing. But girl, I'm going to let you know right now, none of us give a fuck.
I don't.
Let's move forward.
I don't know who Bobby Valentino is.
Exactly the fuck. So let's keep it punching.
Okay.
Danity Kane is allegedly getting back together. You probably don't know who they are either.
I've heard of Danity Kane. Don't do that.
Well, every time we talk about Don Richard... You say you don't know who we're talking about.
I don't.
Mind you, it took me all the strength in the world not to say Richard. And it does every single time.
I don't really know who she is, but I know she's in that group, so.
Well, they are allegedly reuniting.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They were caught in Los Angeles, like, a couple days ago, going to lunch or whatever. All of the members of the group minus Juanita.
Juanita is the name of somebody in a group?
Well, her name, she would always tell them to call her D. Woods, and I just think that that's the dumbest name in the world.
Oh, D. Woods. D. Woods is the one who said, no, she's not going to be a part of it. So do you think people are still going to listen? And
I think people will live without Juanita.
Really?
Yeah.
You just refuse to call her D. Woods.
What the fuck is a D. Woods? It's no disrespect at all. I just...
You just don't care? Okay.
I just don't know what it... I'm not going to call you something and I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I don't obviously don't know who this is. Does she have a successful solo career without Danity Kane?
None of them did except Dawn. You know why? Because Dawn sat her black ass back. She played her motherfucking part. And she took that shit along. She did the Danity Kane, the Diddy Dirty Money, then the Dawn by her damn self. And then all these.
Right.
It took a lot of time. She dated that gay boy. And all of that shit.
I remember that.
Yep. Dawn played her motherfucking part. All right. And she stacked that EBT card to the sky until it turned into some real money.
Well, all right then. I think it's great.
So I don't even know why she came back to these other bitches who decided. Well, technically, they got fired. Because
yeah.
Puffy was like, okay, all y'all hoes could go.
So here's the thing about Danity Kane. They came in when I was really over the whole reality show make me a star phase. I was over it.
Oh.
And I was probably a little too over that anyway. So while everybody was watching the show,
it was like the sixth making of the band.
Yeah, I was over that whole concept. So when everybody else was watching the show, I really wasn't. When their album came out, I really didn't give a shit. I've heard a couple songs.
They have some cute songs.
Like the one about, can you fix my H-E-R-T? Because it's something.
Damaged?
Yeah, damaged.
Okay.
I've heard that one. And I think maybe I've heard one other one. But I just don't care about Danity Kane.
That's the thing. I enjoyed the show. I thought the show was entertaining because they really did have like three seasons of that show and then maybe like six if you count when Day 26 came in. You know, I enjoyed the show because it was interesting or what have you, but I never like lived for Danity Kane. Like I never really like went up for them.
Right.
Their album, their first album was cute. Their second album was better in my opinion, but I was never like, oh my God, like these bitches are everything. I cannot wait for them to come.
Right.
Because people have been standing for them throughout their entire dismissal. Like Sam, like from the day that Diddy said, you take your spam, get you hoes, get out of that apartment I put
Lord.
You in, get out. From the day that that group fizzled into nothingness, people have stand for them and have been dying for them to come back.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I think that it was cute and everything, but it was like, girl, they weren't like a classic girl group to me.
A big portion of my Twitter timeline is like obsessed with them and I just don't see it. I mean, but great if they're coming back.
Yeah, if they're getting back together, that means that there is a void that's being filled and maybe they will put out an. I really don't see them putting out an album, though.
Can they be successful without D. Woods?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
it's
you
no shade to
D.
Woods, but I don't think that people would give a fuck if they did it, if D. Woods wasn't in the group. Like, I don't think that people would give a shit if Shannon wasn't in the group. Yeah, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I mean,
about,
you
and
might
fine.
As well. Right. Like, these names mean nothing to
I know
me.
That. But people who know who I'm talking about will follow me. And I don't think that they're going to give a fuck. If, you know, there are a few people. I think that they would be all right without D Woods being in the group.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the rest of the girls. And I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Good luck to y'all.
So let's talk about Zoe Saldana being a lesbian.
The thing about Zoe Saldana is every single time she talks, I want her to talk less.
Oh no!
Every time she opens her mouth, I'm just like, shh, just be pretty.
Don't speak. No.
I'm not doing it.
I really wanted to do it. Listen, so I love Zoe because she's so beautiful, and
she is.
I think I realized that that's the only reason I love her, but yeah, I really do love her, and I like a lot of her movies.
I do too.
That Don't Start with Tyler Perry Presents, and. Has she ever been in a Tyler Perry movie?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
I get her and Megan Good confused sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Megan Good has been in a Tyler Perry movie, I think. Oh, hell, who cares?
Whatever. She made this comment.
Okay.
I think she was talking to Allure or some magazine. It doesn't really matter. But they asked her about, like, oh, well, she said she's, like, androgynous. Or she considers herself androgynous. I don't know if she knows what androgynous
In what context?
Well, she said something like, you know, I think all I read that she said was she might end up with a woman raising her child. That's how androgynous she is.
So, what did I tell y'all about words and how they mean things?
Yeah, because what? But then they asked her, like, if she's ever been in a relationship with a woman before, and she asked them to just use an ellipses. That's the three dots, right? That's what
yeah.
She called it. Yeah, she just asked them to use that. So I guess she's saying that she has munched a kitty before, but she wants to, like, be mysterious and exotic about it.
What does that have to do with androgyny?
Some exotic bitches just want to, like, amplify their exoticism. Is exoticism a word?
It is.
Yeah.
What does androgyny have to do with that, though?
What does androgyny have to do that you, like, clits on your lip? Like, that doesn't really...
This is the type of shit I be talking about. If you don't know what the word means, just use a smaller word. You're not going to embarrass yourself by using a little word. You're going to embarrass yourself by using a big word and you don't know what it means. Nothing about Zoe Saldana says androgyny to me. But that's because I know what androgyny means.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you want to marry a woman and have a woman raise your children, fantastic. But that has absolutely nothing to do with androgyny. So
I know.
See, this is exactly what I'm saying. Zoe Saldana, less talking.
Google the word androgyny.
Google has a fantastic little tool built right into the search bar. I use it all the time. You type in the word define and a colon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You type the word.
Yeah.
And Google will give you the definition of the word.
Right then and there.
I use it all the time. Please feel free to use it yourself. Avoid this kind of fucked up situation where you don't know what the word that you're using means. This is all part
of Google
my...
Google be Scott.
This is all part of my Words Mean Things movement, which is going to get off the ground here very soon on butwordsmeanthings.com. And this is going to be one of the things we highlight. Like, there's no shame...
Crystal owns 85 domains.
I do. I have a lot of domains. And there's no shame... And not knowing what a word means. The shame is in not even bothering to find out.
That was like a mini read in the middle of the show.
It kind of was. Sorry, Zoe, but girl, what?
Well, hell, maybe she'll be on Ellen tomorrow and we'll find out it wasn't true.
You're mad right now.
And I can wait 5,000 goddamn minutes for the next show for you to tell me.
Are you going to just hang on to that or?
Kelly Rowland.
Ooh-wee.
So
are we gonna talk about okay, no, go.
Woo! Listen.
I'm excited.
I woke up to what was basically an audiobook by like Tyler Perry
mm-hmm.
working with like Eeyore.
Damn.
It was it's such a depressing
that's
song.
That's one hell of a description. So let's talk about exactly what this song is.
Okay, so Kelly Rowland released the third single. I think they're considering it the second one because I don't think they want to call Ice a single, but it's really her third single from the next album she's releasing called Talk a Good Game.
Okay.
It's called Dirty Laundry. I think I said that already. But on the song, she's airing out all her damn business.
Yes, she
hence
is.
The name. And she talks about her feelings of, like, bitterness after Destiny's Child kind of took that break and Beyonce went solo.
Right.
And she tried to, you know, go and do the solo thing for her, you know, herself, and it was harder. And then she was in this abusive relationship with this guy who was kind of like
turning her against Beyonce.
Yeah, like turning her against Beyonce and just kind of like getting in her head and telling her, like, I'm the only one who loves you. And I think she even said he put hands on her.
Yeah.
So, like, no, but like, none of us knew this.
Right.
And she just put it all on a song.
Now, a lot of people took, like, maybe not offense, but they were most riled up about the whole thing about, you know, Beyonce's out and nobody's listening to her bullshit.
Missed the point.
Like, for me, of course, I would have been very surprised if there wasn't any jealousy on Kelly's part after seeing Michelle or after seeing Beyonce blow up the way she did. Like, I always assumed that there was, and they just, you know, it's something that happens. You can be extremely happy for somebody, like genuinely pleased for them, and also be a little jealous that you're not having that same success.
Right. Even on the song, she says that she was happy for her. And so it's not even like she was trying to say.
But Peter, I think people wanted to hear that. People wanted to hear her
like
say,
they just kind of
like, yeah, you really felt
else.
A way. But I think what was more important and more telling was this whole abusive relationship and how somebody was in her head, like trying to turn her against B and seemed
like
to get
that was actually the point of the damn song. Like, if you actually listen to what she's saying that she was like, she felt when they first went their separate ways for a while, she felt, you know, almost kind of like lost and a little, you know, upset about it because she wasn't doing much. And then she talks about this relationship with this nigga who was putting hands on her ass.
Right.
And he was kind of the person who intensified that feeling.
Right.
Like telling you, oh, bitch, none of these motherfuckers love you. Not even Beyonce. You might think that bitch likes you, but look at her ass on this stage right now. Bitch, what are you doing for yourself? The point was that she was in the abusive relationship was like really the point of the song and how that affected her relationship with Beyonce.
Exactly. And if you're already in a mood or feeling maybe a little depressed because you're not having the same solo success as someone who is your very best friend, then it's going to be easier for somebody to get into your head and be like, you see how successful that bitch is. She's not thinking about you, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so I could see very easily how it was possible for Kelly to be manipulated emotionally and abused physically by somebody. I just want to know who it is. And of course, everybody's first thought was Roy Williams because she was engaged to him.
Oh, yeah.
I know Roy Williams, not personally, but he went to the University of Oklahoma when I was there. And he played for the Dallas Cowboys, which is a team I don't really, I can't see it for. I don't see it for. This whole blank stare on your face because you don't get sports.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's keep
moving. Well, anyway, Roy Williams got on Twitter and was like, she dated more than one person. It's not me. I don't know who it is, but don't tweet me about this shit because it wasn't me who was whooping Kelly's ass. So I think everybody's really interested to find out who exactly was doing this to her.
I never even thought that it would be somebody that we would like someone in spotlight.
Well, yeah. And I was thinking like a lot of people were thinking like if you look back on Destiny's Child songs like Girl and how even in the video, it was Beyonce and Michelle trying to counsel Kelly and let her know you can talk to us about stuff that's going on with you. Like maybe it was going back that far. Nobody really knows, but I mean, it just seems to me that I'm glad she's out of that situation. I'm glad that she was able to repair her relationship with Beyonce. You know, I think when two people grow up together pretty much and they have the kind of bond that Kelly and Beyonce do, it's important to try to maintain that. So as far as the song itself,
I just wanted to give her like a long hug and a hot chocolate.
Right. I mean, the song, I like the song. I don't think it's going to do her any favors, though.
Yeah, not for this album.
I don't think it's going to have maybe the effect that she would like for it to have.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, okay, people understand a little bit more about your story or people have more questions about you. But is it going to translate into record sales or this song, you know, charting? I don't know about that.
I like Kisses Down Low.
Yeah, that was it was a gorgeous video, at least. She is beautiful, like absolutely breathtaking. I didn't even know there was a second single. I've never heard Ice or heard of Ice. So, but I mean, I wish all the best to Kelly Rowland.
Well, I'm buying it just because of this damn song.
I might buy the single. I might buy this Dirty Laundry single because I really do like it. But I'll have to hear a little bit more from the album before I don't blindly order anybody's album except Beyonce. So, but I'll have to hear a little bit more and then make that decision.
Who do you think should do a remix?
A remix to
Like, who should do a Dirty Laundry remix and air out all their damn business? I said Mason Disick.
That 4-year-old?
Yeah. And he should have he should have Kanye remix the beat.
I can't.
He should do. So him.
Okay.
Eddie Long's wife, Vanessa Griffin.
Woo! If them walls could talk.
Listen, and I know Eddie's have been talking.
Oh, Lord.
Miguel.
What the hell does Miguel have? What story does Miguel have?
A long story involving nothing but Fleet.
Gross. No, you can keep that.
And Rihanna.
But Rihanna has already told all of her.
Oh, Carucci.
I think Carucci might have an interesting story. We've already heard Rihanna's business, though. We heard it on Rated R, I think.
And Consequence Gum.
Get the fuck. Like, can you just leave?
Listen, we're done.
I don't want anybody who doesn't feel obligated or feel it necessary to air their laundry to go out and do it. I just think that's hilarious. Yes, I would pay Mason Disick. Like, I want to hear what he has
could
to
say. Could you see it? That would be so sickening.
Like, let me just blow the lid off this whole Kardashian empire. These people are fucking
and the
crazy.
Thing is, he's what, like 2-3 years old?
Yeah.
No one's going to say anything to him. They'll be, oh, you're so bad.
But just
you're
waiting
so
on
cute.
One of those kids.
He is literally the only thing about that entire family that I actually enjoy, just because he's so adorable.
I don't even
like kids.
I feel like, when are they going to cut his hair?
That's an issue, though.
They're acting like hood rats. You know how black hood rats don't ever want to cut their baby's hair?
Ever.
If it's like curly or something, black hood rats be like, my baby got pretty hair,
Like, you could like just trim it.
Right, like, you could just cut it down, girl. Like, this is why people think your toddler is a little girl, because
right.
The hair is just so long. They.
No one's going
Courtney
to think
and Scott
that your
are
little
treating
girl
him
is a
like
boy.
That. Like, can you just.
It'll grow back.
Mason's
I promise.
Bangs are always in his eyes. Like, can we just. Something.
Have you seen that photo set on Tumblr of him like looking up in the sun?
No.
Like, they were out tanning, him and his dad, and he said, like, oh, let's get some color, Mason. Look at the sun. And he looked at the sun with his eyes open.
Oh, no.
And he was like, no, close your eyes and look up at the sun. And so then he closed his eyes and he like did this whoosh moment and threw the hair back. Google Mason. I mean, search for Mason Disick
on
Tumblr. I love that little boy.
I bet that's so cute.
Anyway, let's do our listener letters for the week. I hope it's not like half as...
I tamed it down.
Woo, because last week...
last week was a lot. And we didn't hear back from anybody. Like, none of the people who wrote last week hit us up this week with an update.
No, you motherfuckers need to go ahead and give us the update.
Quit playing, y'all. Email us and tell us what the hell happened. Like,
hidden gay brothers... Baby mama's having to sue CEOs
and just
download queens getting fucked in the butt while they got a girlfriend.
Mistresses, like, girl, tell us what the hell happened. Please remember to email us at asktherita@gmail.com with all of your questions, comments, advice, questions that you want advice on, all kinds of stuff.
But keep your concerns. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You're trash. And it's so funny that you've mentioned this person a couple of times, because the very first question is to you.
Oh.
And it comes from Summer, who said, I have to say, I love and adore you both so much. You two make me laugh, scream, cackle, and facepalm. But my question is, why doesn't Kid Fury see it at all for Tyler Perry?
Oh, God.
The people want to know.
Why I don't see it for Tyler Perry?
That's right.
I think that Tyler Perry is, he has, like, good intentions. I think that his delivery and a lot of the things that he creates are just sometimes kind of dangerous and sometimes just plain abysmal.
Okay, so give us an example of something that he did that was dangerous.
I'm tired of him taking classic black actresses and turning them into Harriet Tubman. Stop doing it. I'm tired of Cicely Tyson or fucking Lynn Whitfield or Maya Angelou, although Maya Angelou really can't help it.
Right.
And I'm tired of, like, what was the lady's name who was just in this the Temptation movie? Who was, I think she was on Rock. I can't remember her name right now.
Temptations movie.
You know the Temptation movie that he just did with Jurnee Smollett, where everybody gets AIDS.
I don't know who else is in that.
No,
I never
the
did
lady
see
who
it.
Plays, like, her mama. One of y'all know who I'm talking about. Anyway, why do they always have to talk like they went to the Harriet Tubman classic? Like, why do they have to act like they were step dancing with Kunta Kinte? Like, why do they all get that dialogue in their scripts?
Well, I mean, maybe
that's one thing. Secondly, stop giving all these niggas lace front hair. Like, why do why do you keep giving these male, our male black actors, you know, the sexy guys, you take down their sex appeal when you give them like an Afro lace front or a cornrow lace front or like pigtails, like, or a Beijing or you do their edges with a toothbrush. It just, what are you doing to just let them have normal hair? Like, Boris Kojo is bald and there's nothing wrong with that. Why did you have to give him a mini fro lace front? That is so gross. And then you can see the glue. Ugh.
So this is what bothers you. That's Tyler Perry.
I'm not even finished.
Oh, okay. No, keep it going.
Like, there's more.
Get it all out.
Why do all of these niggas have AIDS? Who hurt you? And I understand that you have been hurt, Tyler, but Jesus Christ. And then he said something, like, he made some comment, like, saying that HIV is, like, the sinner's disease or something.
Oh, no. Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, Tyler.
And it's like, or, like, it's like a punishment or some shit like that. So that's, like, that last movie that he did with beautiful Jurnee Smollett and Brandy and Kim Kardashian somehow got a job. That in itself is an issue. Like, listen, and you know what I'm saying? It's like the moral of that story is that, like, everyone in the end gets AIDS. And if you haven't seen it, I just kind of spoiled it for you. But I, like, you're, trust me, I saved you a hell of a lot of time,
right,
energy, and positivity. Like, listen, just don't do it. Like, why does everyone have to get AIDS? Like, why?
That happened in...
And if any Tyler Perry character coughs in their movie, you're just like, okay, that's the one. There's AIDS. That's it.
Okay. And he gives everybody AIDS.
And claims it's the sinner's disease, or like it's a punishment.
Right.
Unless he's going to go on Ellen and say that that wasn't true.
I can watch Tyler Perry movies.
And then the movies are bad. Listen, you should have never asked me this question. I'm so sorry.
Let it all out.
Madea's Family Reunion, the film.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Not one of the worst black movies. Not one of the worst, like, semi-Christian movies. Not one of the worst comedy. It is one of the worst films,
really,
I have ever seen in my life. That fucking Afro lace front. And then Lynn Whitfield's over here talking crazy. And then they had that old lady with that long, beautiful silver hair. And they're like struggling to take her around like this old,
right,
plantation. And then like Cicely Tyson does this long ass speech in the end. She's like, starting now, starting now on this land. And Maya Angelou almost fell out in the back. And then that girl who got, like, raped by her daddy is like, you don't get to speak to me. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God.
In that film where she was crying, I mean, that scene where she was crying, she's like, you don't win. You don't. It was that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, can you stop? Like, have you? I think it was sad enough.
Okay, I'm done. It was so bad.
Oh my God, Summer, I'm so sorry. I had no idea he was gonna go off like this.
What the fuck? Like, well, now you know. Tyler Perry can create some gems, but he has made horrible. I can think of like maybe one Tyler Perry movie that I actually liked.
Okay, can you?
And I feel like he does it for a purpose. I understand like what he's trying to do and like messages and whatever and all that great stuff and bring people closer. And then Tamela Mann, that's fine. But like, listen, horrible.
Right. Okay. We get it. I think we all understand.
You should have never asked
the
me.
The depth of your dislike for Tyler Perry and his films. We get it now. Okay. Thanks so much. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Our next letter comes from Megan, who said, hi, guys. I just wrapped an amazing freshman year at Ohio University. Last week, I returned home to my mother and her brand new fiance. Since returning home, my mother and I have been constantly going at it with arguments typically centering around petty things like chores. The other day, my mother walked into my room, told me to find somewhere to go by the next day, and walked out. A similar thing happened two summers ago where she kicked me out because I didn't clean the kitchen in a timely manner.
Wait, how old is this person?
She just wrapped her freshman year at Ohio University, so she's probably 18 or 19 years
okay.
old. My sister and father have also picked up on this. Another similarity that I notice is that there's always a new man in the picture. In the summer of 2011, she also had a new boyfriend. Part of me wrote to you guys just to vent, but I also want to know, am I crazy for thinking that I'm getting the boot just so my mother can knock some boots in private? P.S. I'm currently staying with my father in inner city of Cleveland, so I think I'll be fine if anyone cares. Clearly, my mother doesn't.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, so Megan, honestly,
it's like Dr. Phil all over you. And it's so sad.
I think, first of all, this is a really sad story. But what you have to understand is that your mother is a hood rat.
Really, Crystal?
I'm sorry. There's no other word for somebody who keeps a rotation of men in and out her home and kicks her daughter out every time she has a new man. Like, your mother's a hood rat, Megan. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, so I mean, I don't disagree, but okay.
So I think that once, I mean, don't take it as a judgment against your mother, even though it is. Just accept it as fact. Like, let that marinate and then adjust your life now that you've accepted this information. My mama's a hood rat. My mama's going to kick me out every time she has a new boo. So I'm not even going to depend. Like, what I would take from this is that you can't really depend on your mother to support you throughout college the way a typical mother would. What do you think, Kid Fury?
What do you even say after that? Is there any way that Megan can just stay with the dad?
Right. That's what I was like. At first, when I read this letter, I was like, okay, this is not, you know, if she hadn't tried to kick her out before 2 years ago when she was still in high school, then I would think her mama was just like, get your grown ass out of my house. Right. But since your mama has done this before, then it just seems to me like maybe you should quit trying to come back to your mama's house. Like, it's a messy situation, but what can you do?
I think you should read your mama.
Just go off.
I really do. In the most respectful way possible, read her.
So, like, sit her down and be like, listen.
Yeah, in the most respectful, because you don't have to, like, fly off the handle to read somebody. A read is just getting someone together and letting them know what the play is. So you can absolutely sit your mama down and give her a nice, smooth read about why the shit she's doing is unacceptable and tell her to cut out these ball-headed ass, hood-rat ass games.
Right. You can. I think that's a good option, but I personally would just, I mean, it's got to be a hard thing to realize, but I think I would really tell myself, my mother's a hood-rat and she's displaying classic hood-rat behavior, and then just adjust my priorities and my expectations of her from there, which basically means I would not expect anything further from her. Not saying you have to just completely cut her out your life, but don't depend on her because she's shown that she can't really be depended on.
Jesus Christ, that's unfortunate.
Good luck. Sorry to hear about that. And our last question's a little, I think it's going to jog your memory a little bit.
Oh, God.
Dwight said, can you please discuss the time Crystal almost fought a man on the subway? I remember Kid Fury mentioning
Holy shit. Listen, I was just thinking about this yesterday, like just yesterday, and saying how, oh my God, I have to remind myself to tell this story one day on the show. Thank you for asking. Who was this?
Dwight.
Thanks, Dwight. So let me tell you about this firecracker.
I'm gonna just dip and let you tell the story. Let me know when you're done.
So I think this was the first time I saw this side of you too. Because I've already known that Crystal will nuck if and when she's buck.
That's correct.
And she will bust somebody's skulls. We were on the train sometime. I don't even remember where the hell we were going. I think we were going to like McCormick's. I don't know. We were going someplace. It was just you and I.
Yep.
And we were on the train and this guy was sitting like at that very edge that's by the door. So I was standing with my back turned to him and I'm talking to Crystal and he like tapped me and said something like, what did he say? Like, get your ass out of my face.
Right. He said, get your ass out of my face.
Like I know that I have some situation going back here.
You have a badonkadonk.
We're not going to do that, but
you have a fatty.
Okay. But it wasn't like on his, you know, upper lip. Like, right. You know, I wasn't
it's
that close.
It's the subway. In. People stand in your face all the time. It's the fucking subway.
Exactly.
It happens.
Anyway, he said whatever he said to me. Before I could even process what, because I honestly did not hear what he said at first.
Right.
And so before I could even process it, Crystal was like, what the fuck did you just say to him? Like, no lie, said, what the fuck did you just say to him?
That's what I said.
And he was like, oh, you know, the nigga is just too close to me or whatever. Like, and she was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about anything. You don't talk to him like that. What the fuck is wrong? Like, she completely, like...
I just went off.
You threw all the fucks at that nigga like Chinese daggers.
I did.
And so eventually, he just could not take what Crystal was giving. Like, he was so just, like, over this onslaught of aggression that he actually stood up and, like, walked to the middle of the train. Or, like, walked, like one set of seats away from us. And he stood there. So we're just kind of steaming for the rest of that little ride. He didn't say anything to us.
No, he didn't.
And I was just still sitting there trying to catch up. Like, what? What the fuck? Like, what happened?
Get Gary was just like in a daze. And I was like, fuck this nigga talking to you crazy. Oh, now you.
And so finally we start to cool down and we get to our stop.
Lord.
And that is when this man displayed all of the bitch nigga in him.
Just all of the bitch assness.
As we were getting off the train, he yelled something like, have a good day, fat bitch.
Yeah.
Or something like that. When I tell you that Crystal Jean dropped all her shit.
I did.
And was like, what the fuck? And I had to like grab her. Mind you, the nigga that we're talking about was like 9 feet tall.
Right. He was at least 6'6".
Like, he was huge.
Like 300 pounds. He was a big, he was tall and he was wide.
He looked like the troll from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Right.
Like, he was gigantic.
Fat should have never came out of his mouth towards somebody else because the man was by no means slim, sexy.
And for
young
you to be so, like, such a creature of that, that mass, why did you need to be such a bitch nigga? Anyway.
The point is that he said it when we were getting off the train.
Like, exactly.
He thought I wasn't going to do nothing about it.
I had to, I had to beg Crystal to get off of the damn train. Like, I had to pull her off of the train. And I was so, like, confused because in situations like that, I typically, like, when a nigga disrespects a female friend of mine, I am the one who flips the fuck out and is like, what the fuck? But when I tell you that Crystal attacked this immediately, and she's so small. Like, if Crystal is so
small. I'm 5'2".
And this man was 6'30". Like, he was like, like, and she was like ready to kill this
and
nigga.
I just lit up. Like, it was just instinct. I just turned around and rushed back on the train. I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like,
I couldn't even get ratchet. I couldn't even get buck because you already were. And I was like, no, I need to get Crystal off of this train. Because if this nigga jumps stupid and puts a single fingernail on her, everyone on this car has to die. Like, everybody has to die. Like, we all are going to go.
I was seeing red and just going completely the fuck off. We were delaying the train. The train conductor was looking because Kid Fury was like trying to pull me off the car and I was trying to get like let me go so I could, like, I was gonna steal on that nigga.
Right.
I just have no fear. So yeah,
that's the thing though, like, I've experienced a lot of times when I see red, I don't give a like all of the logic, all of your morals, they fly like smooth out.
That man could have easily put me in the ER and I just would have. That would have been the chance.
And you
that
probably
I took.
Would have woken up and been like, well, he shouldn't have been talking shit.
Shouldn't have been talking shit. I was at least going to get my first lick in. I might not have did shit else. He might have knocked me clean the fuck out after that. But damn it, I was going to get my lick in. So fuck him.
So we were the point
like, he was in the door pulling me out and the train conductor was looking like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And nobody wants the police called. So Kid Fury dragged me away and we walked to our destination and relaxed. But that is the story of how I almost went completely off on this giant man on the train fighting somebody I had no business fighting because he tried to come for my friend and I don't appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then he came for you.
I don't care.
And then it was so complicated.
You can come for me all you want to.
It was so complicated for me because I'm like, girl, she's a girl. Like, I just want her to not be in harm's way.
I just didn't appreciate I didn't appreciate the homophobia, that whole get your ass out my face, son. I ain't trying to
like,
see your
listen,
ass.
Like, I
girl,
have,
relax.
This is my tender smiling kiss back here to give to whomever I choose.
Come on.
Do you understand? I can't remember exactly how that poem goes.
Yes,
but
tender smiling kiss.
I understand that, you know, you know, it looks delectable.
Right. You're threatened. But
don't, you know, be mad about it.
Right. I can't stand when closet queens get mad at the rest of us who are out.
Bitch, you about to be at Esquelita's or whatever this weekend, just like the rest of
you. You're
going to
be at No Parking just like everybody else.
You got your $14.95 outfit
so
that Beyonce wore.
So calm your ass down. The fact that he sat there for stop after stop after stop and waited for us to get off to say something while I was on my way off the train, let me know he was a bitch. Oh, well, he was going to get these hands, whatever they can do. I ain't but 5'2". I might have had to climb on top of somebody else to punch him in his face, but I was going to try.
Or you could just punch him in the balls.
One way or the other, the nigga was going to get dealt with. So, I mean, you can say whatever you want to about me, but don't come for my friends.
That's exactly how I am.
Not in my presence.
That's like, I really don't give a fuck what you say about me. But when it's my friends, I turn into like a squirrel that thinks it's like a pit bull.
Look at us.
And I will ruin your life. Like, I will do everything in my power to destroy you and your entire bloodline.
Yes. Look at that. We're terrible.
That's just how I feel about
it. Okay. Well, that's just how we are.
Okay. So, reads.
Yeah. Don't forget to send in your questions and such as to asktheread@gmail.com. And I just want to, let me just get into this. This is something that I've noticed since I moved to New York. I get a lot of emails from people who want to meet up. And yeah, not like let's meet up for a date type shit, but like it comes under the guise of business. It's like, hey, Crystal, we're launching such and such product and we want to talk to you about ways that we can work together for it. Or, hey, Crystal, I want you to do such and such. I want you to write this. I want you to promote this, blah, blah, blah. It's come to the point where two or three times a week, people are asking for meetings with me. And then when I get to these meetings, they want absolutely the fuck nothing. And I can't understand it. Why? So this is my problem. Niggas who always want to meet up, but don't ever actually want shit. What is that about? Is this an industry thing? Is this like an entertainment thing where people are like, hey, girl, what? I want to talk to you about this so bad and I want to work with you. And we can't even talk about this over email. Let's meet up at such and such place. Let's go have dinner. Let's have drinks. And this is this. And then I get to these places and I'm like, I've got my pen and paper and I got my notebook out and I'm ready to take notes and find out what kind of business we're going to be doing and run me some numbers. And it's like, oh, well, you know, we ordered appetizers and the first six rounds are on me. And this is, I'm not here for this. I'm not here for, it feels like people are saying this to me to like get me to come out, but then they don't actually want to do business. And I can't.
Like, right, girl, if you want to hang out, then, you know.
Like, help me figure it out. Is this a regular thing? Does everybody go through this? Am I being unreasonable about it? Like, if you say that you want me to work with you on such and such project, then why aren't we working on the project? Like, why are we here talking about, like, whether we prefer cranberry and vodka or amaretto sours? Like, I don't get it. Help me. What's the point?
Listen, that's what like tweet ups are for. And trust, if you just want to hang out with Crystal or with Kid Fury, you'll get a chance at some point, I guess.
Well, I don't even think it's like people, like, I don't want to say, oh, people just want to hang out with me because I'm me. But I don't get it. Like, why else bother with this? Like, because even if I give everybody my card and I'm like, hit me up, you know, when you have more details or whatever, it doesn't come through. So I really can't understand it. I'm at the point where I want a manager just so I can have somebody to go through my emails and be like, she's not doing this. Like, somebody to politely say, no, she's not going to your fuck ass meeting unless you can demonstrate an actual business need. But then I kind of feel like a bitch.
That's not being a bitch.
It's not?
No.
Well, you know, girls have to worry about
it. I want someone to check my emails just so I don't have to check them.
Well, yeah, because you are terrible emails. About
yeah.
checking emails. So that's my little, it's just a little annoyance this week. I'm tired.
Crystal's a very, like, Crystal's like a for real deal businesswoman. So, like, when you say, like, oh, look, I'm approaching you with this business situation. Right. She just expects for there to be a business situation.
Exactly. I don't expect for business situation to mean let's have drinks and get to know each other better. I really value my time and I have a very strict schedule of going to work and going home. And I don't like to interrupt my going home time unless it's for business. So if I'm disrupting my schedule, I want there to be a tangible reason for me doing so. Otherwise, you're cutting into precious going home time. And I can't have that. Like, I do three things, and that's go to work, go home, and go to sleep every single day. Let's not fuck with the rotation unless we have to.
Alrighty, so my read. And you know what? I almost didn't have one until earlier.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bitch, you should do it for the love like Ray J.
What?
I feel like that's in the Bible.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, no, we're not going to do that. Not in front of my guy.
But I was.
So my read.
Okay.
Is very simple. And it's that sports are stupid.
Sports are stupid.
Sports are stupid. Sports are a waste of fucking time.
Okay.
And money.
You could just stop right now. Let's just end the show right here because I don't want to hear whatever disrespectful shit you're about to say.
Excuse me? First of all, the reason that, and I meant to do this read like a couple of weeks ago, but I think something more important came up. But listen, you have said, or you have gone on record.
Let me just say.
And said, no, let me get it out. You have gone on record and
shit.
Said that you prefer, are you, if you had to choose between Beyonce and whatever fucking sports teams you like in like basketball and football and whatever, hockey, I don't know, whatever fuck else, you would choose the sports teams over Beyonce. That is where the read came up. That's where it came from. Sports are so stupid. Sports are so dumb. Like, they are so stupid. I understand that it's fun to watch these athletic ass niggas who, like, what, 90% of them have no, like, they don't even know what 3-3 is. But it's so great to watch them so, you know, tall and model-esque or whatever.
Wow.
Run around on a court or in a field or in a sandbox or over water or on ice or on a tennis, whatever.
Are you mad that I'm not as gay as you are?
Excuse you?
Are you mad that I'm not as gay as you are?
First of all.
Because you have to be pretty damn gay.
There are plenty of Tinkerbells out here who get their lives from sports. So don't you do.
That's true. However, I'm talking about you and how you think there's a problem with me choosing the Saints and the Oklahoma City Thunder and the University of Oklahoma football team over Beyonce. You, first of all, you made me do it. I said that's like asking me to choose between my mom and my nephew. It's not fair. But you twisted my arm. You forced my hand. And so I said, yes, I would choose the sports teams that I have loved for years and years before Beyonce even existed and will exist long after Beyonce's gone. I would choose my sports teams over Beyonce.
I'm going to tell you why Beyonce is so much more magnificent than any fucking sports team.
It's like you just wanted to argue with me today.
Because Beyonce is one person who gives you life in abundance. And her talent exceeds all. Them niggas run back and forth and throw balls at each other. That is their purpose. And then some of them have to try and throw it and make sure it gets inside of this little circle the size of Kim Kardashian's cervix. And you know what? Who the fuck? Ma'am, no.
You know what?
Sports are so dumb. And then everyone goes so crazy for the team from their city. And then when your team wins the championship, you don't even get anything. You don't even win any money. Like if the New York, like if New York Giants or whoever, if the Miami Heat, bitch, first of all, I used to work for the Miami Heat.
Okay.
And when I worked for the Heat, first of all, I was their good luck charm because every single game that I was not in attendance for when I worked over there, they lost. Every last one of them. And that was the same year. That was back when Shaq still played for them. That was that year that they won that championship. And everyone was like, oh, look, it's the Heat. And then everyone like jumped on their dick, even in that city.
Okay.
Listen, I was there when they won a championship. You know what I got?
What?
Nothing. I didn't get a single goddamn dime. I didn't get a check in the mail. I didn't get a Bluebell coupon. I didn't get a drink of cold water, bitch. I got nothing. So what is the point of going so crazy over it? They got millions.
Do you know what you
said?
They
got millions.
Like?
I didn't get a coupon. I got nothing. I didn't get a meal at Chipotle. I didn't get a burrito bowl, girl. I didn't get anything. I didn't get somebody to come and cut my grass. I got nothing.
Do you know what you sound like?
What do I sound like?
You sound like people who hate Beyonce.
What?
You sound like the people who say, I don't understand why so many people stand for Beyonce. It doesn't make any fucking sense. They spend hundreds of dollars on concert tickets and they buy all of her albums and they try to dress like her and they do this like her and they do that and they talk about her all the time and they blog about her music and they're obsessed with her baby and they love her husband.
Because
and
it she's doesn't make- talented.
Hello. Professional athletes are talented. And just because you don't get it doesn't mean that it sucks. Just because look other people many... don't understand the goodness and the grace that is Beyonce doesn't mean she sucks. It just
because
means...
how can you deny it? How can you? Because she is one person. Look how many great athletes there are. Look how many great basketball players and football players there are who aren't even in the pros. How many of them are awesome? You probably know a great exactly. sports player yourself. How many Beyonces
you
are there? One of them, girl.
What?
One of them.
But do
one.
You know what? You know a lot of girls who sing. You know a lot of performers. You know a lot of musicians. But how many of them can be the top? Everybody can't be at the damn top. It's okay to not be at the top. There's going to be tiers and layers to success, and it's fine. So what you are doing right now, you should take your entire argument and imagine that a Beyonce hater is saying it about Beyonce. That's exactly what you sound like. Just because they don't get it, just because they don't like Beyonce, they don't like the sound of her voice, they don't like her hair, they don't like her albums, they don't like her tour, they don't like the way she's managing herself, just because they don't get it.
Sports are stupid. No, listen, I actually don't think that sports is stupid. I just hate that, you know, like when the championships come around and stuff, then like you're not around.
So you decided to take
decided to say that sports are stupid because every time there's a fucking playoff or a final or whatever the fuck, Crystal's like, well, girl, I'm not going.
So you're glad that I don't come hang out when the Thunder's playing in a playoff game.
Yes.
Or, okay. So
imagine if you wanted to hang out and I was like, oh, like I can't because Beyonce is doing whatever.
Well, then more than likely I would be like, oh my God, I want to watch Beyonce do whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not fair because we share a love of Beyonce and we don't share a love of sports. Well, otherwise, I'd probably be like, oh my God, let's go somewhere and
watch
it
together. Like, oh, I can't come hang out with you because I'm going to the Azealia Banks concert, I would say, enjoy that trash by yourself. I for damn sure don't want to go. Why the fuck would I show up to something that I think is miserable and horrible and non-talented and should be put to bed for eternity? I wouldn't even want to go. I'm going to let you have your moment. It's okay with me. You can like trash. You can like things that I don't like. I'm not going to be upset by that.
I'm not upset that you like things that I don't like.
Don't
like I
talk
said.
Bad about my sports teams just because you don't understand them and you get upset.
I understand them.
No,
I just
you don't.
Told you.
You don't understand anything about the basics of football or basketball.
Girl, hold it.
You don't.
First of all,
you
I just
don't.
Told you. The only reason I've been ragging on sports is because when they come on, everybody fucking talks about them and then I have to figure out who I'm going to hang out with, which is like who. That's the thing. I know plenty about sports.
So, I mean, but it still doesn't make any sense. Are you mad because people have interests that you're not interested in?
No, because you should hang out with me when I want to hang out.
Even if the Thunder's in a playoff game.
I don't know what that means.
You're delusional.
Or you could be like, sure, well, the Thunder's playing. Let's go to wherever the fuck plays it and I'll sit there and gladly hang out with you while you scream obscenity.
No, because you're going to try to have a conversation that's not about the game, and I don't want to do that.
It's just not fair.
Well, so what? Choose some ass and get glad. Life's not fair. You don't get to go on a rant about how sports are stupid just because you're mad that I choose a playoff game over hanging out with you. And I don't even do that. I'll be like, okay, well, let's hang out after the game. I can't do anything for the next
four
hours.
Yeah, but then there's like seven games in one day.
I mean, what do you... It's not my... The playoffs only come once a year. What do you want? I missed plenty of regular season games to hang out.
And for your information, I know plenty about sports.
Do you know the name of the coach of the Miami Heat?
Pat Riley.
Okay. Well, guys, that has been episode 11 of The Read.
It's that Mexican guy. What's his
Woo, just Google it.
Okay, well, no, that's not fair. I mean, I don't need to know the name Miami. Of the damn coach to know I can still watch the damn game.
The Heat is the hottest team in the NBA.
I don't give a shit.
They're the hottest team in Miami.
I don't care.
And yet you don't know the name of the coach.
I don't.
Okay, you don't have to, but that just proves my point.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, because you said I don't know the basics. And I can watch a game and understand what's going on.
The city that you're from, like, you're from Miami, and they won the championship last year, and you can't tell me the name of the coach?
I don't care.
Okay.
Like I can tell you the name of at least five players.
Anyway. Oh. Okay, can you do it without naming the big three?
Ray Allen. I think Udonis Haslem still plays for them. Does he?
I mean, you said five, so I'm just listening.
Oh, well, then if you don't know if I'm right, then what the fuck is the point?
I'm looking at a name.
I can say Roger fucking Rabbit.
I'm looking at a list of the Miami Heat roster right now.
Ray Allen, I think Udonis Haslem, that guy.
Okay. That doesn't count.
The one who looks like Machine Gun Kelly. The one with the tattoos.
No.
But okay, so what if I don't, but I know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. That white nigga with the mohawk and the tattoos everywhere who looks like Machine Gun Kelly.
Kid Fury, give it up.
Mac Miller of the Heat. Girl, you know who I'm talking about.
Give it up.
And then the light-skinned guy.
Give it up.
Fuck you and all of
the only reason you could name five is because you knew two who weren't part of the big three. You probably deliberately learned five names.
You named five of them.
I don't have to because I love sports and I'm not arguing with you about the validity of sports any further.
It doesn't matter outside of the whatever the trend.
Loyalty is vintage and I'm going to be loyal to my teams.
Should be loyal to Beyonce.
I am loyal to Beyonce. I gave Beyonce. Don't do this because I sacrificed for Beyonce. I got up early, earlier than I needed to before the damn sun was up on the day those Mrs. Carter show tickets went on sale. And I got my ass down to work early and logged onto two different computers and tried to find workarounds to get some damn tickets to that show and gave her my money without even blinking twice. I bought tour apparel and the damn show ain't even come here till August if it comes. I paid for a plane ticket to New York City and bought a ticket to Revel. Don't do this. No, don't. And I buy all of her albums. And when 4 came out, I bought 6 copies of 4 and gave away 5 of them on Twitter and then downloaded and gave a friend another one, like paid for her iTunes download.
How many passionate things have you done like that in the name of sports besides go and watch a game?
Plenty.
Such as
buying tickets and like for the Thunder when I lived in Oklahoma City, I volunteered with the groups that puts like the t-shirts on the back of the chairs for the playoff games. Like that's work. But I do stuff like that, driving down to Norman for OU games and going crazy crossing state lines to go watch the Saints play the Giants. Like I do stuff for my teams all the time. So don't even try it about me and my love for sports or my love for Beyonce because both of them are unshakable, bitch. Don't come for me unless I send for you.
Did you just call me a bitch?
Whatever.
Have you lost your natural mind?
Have you lost your mind?
Well, that was my read. Okay. I don't give a fuck about sports.
I guess you just wanted to argue with me this week, which is fine with me. I don't care. You can let it all out. All your feelings. It's
That's fine.
We have, like, I'm so excited for Scandal. Do you want to just...
Well, it's not coming on.
I know, but what do you think's going to happen? Like, now that we know who the mole is, what do you think's going to happen in the finale?
Hopefully somebody dies.
Somebody like who? Because like I have like...
Everybody I have like ideas. Harrison and Olivia.
I think that the Cytron card was switched out before David Rosen had the chance to steal it. So I think the card he stole is a dummy.
Either Huck did it or Quinn did it because Quinn thinks she's the new Huck.
Yeah, one or the other. So I think David Rosen...
Wasn't Quinn the one who was like asking... Oh, no, that was Abby who was asking David if he like needed anything.
Right.
But she crept out of that room and left him in there by himself.
Right.
Like that was just really a dumb thing to do.
So, but I think David Rosen, even though, you know, we're all cheering for Olivia and her team, he was completely justified in taking that card. Like, I don't blame him for doing it. If I was him, I probably would have devised a similar plan, but I don't think he's going to be successful with it. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for sure, but I'm so excited. I could just scream for the season finale tomorrow.
Lord have mercy, I don't know Thursday. What's going to happen.
I know, I just...
But really, they can kill pretty much everyone except for Harrison and Olivia.
Well, we'll see.
I watch every week, and every week, one of them gives me... Oh, and Huck. Yeah, so Huck, Harrison, and Olivia need to live. Everyone else can die.
Who's your favorite character on Scandal?
Harrison.
It really is Harrison?
Yes,
I feel like he's the least developed. Like,
exactly. And he need... Well, they said that they're working on more on giving him... You know, like a storyline. And I think they said that it's going to have something to do with love. And I kind of feel like it's going to be that he's like in love with Olivia. But he's my favorite because he's always the one who's like, all you motherfuckers are crazy and we just need to work. Like, can I just clock out and go home? Like, why is there always some shit with it? Get it to fuck together. You over here talking about 752. I don't know if that's how many niggas you killed. I don't know if it's an area code, your baby mama's house. You over here still complaining about this nigga who you stole this sidetracker. We don't give a fuck. That shit is gross. We don't want to know that you had sex. Bitch, you, I don't even know why you're still here, Quinn. You're not Huck. Get over yourself. And you, stop letting that white man put his pecker in you. What the fuck? Like, why can't all you hoes just get your lives together so I can go home? Like, I'm tired of working 17 hours a day.
Harrison is the one... When everybody's off on tangents to be like, listen, you bitches need to focus because I'm over it. So, I mean, Cyrus is my favorite, even though last week he was so, so mean to his husband. What is his husband's name? James. He was so mean to James.
She can die too, honestly.
Like, red James the fuck.
Oh, no. Somebody has to raise that black child before they put it back in the system.
So, basically, we have no idea what Shonda's going to do, but we're completely here for it and totally ready.
Yeah, and if you somehow got to this show, like, if you're listening to this right now and it's like 9:30, girl, turn it off. Or, like you need to be fully prepared.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't fuck up your mind before Scandal.
You had all day to listen to this.
I'm going to drink some tea and meditate in that hour before Scandal starts just to get my mind right.
Right.
Yep. I'm ready, though.
All righty. Well, this has been another show.
It has.
Cranked on out. What do we need to say before we leave?
Well, I think it would be a good time for us to mention that we're participating in the AIDS Walk this weekend.
Oh, yes.
On Sunday. So we will have a link on our website to where you can learn more about the AIDS Walk and sponsor us as we participate in this really great cause. And speaking of the website, it just launched a couple days ago and we're very excited. You can find out more about us and our previous guests and how to subscribe to the show and listen to every episode on thisistheread.com. Don't forget to follow us at thisistheread on Twitter and facebook.com/thisistheread, where we'll be doing fun giveaways and contests and promotions only available to our Facebook and Twitter followers. So make sure you hit us up and get in while you fit in.
Well, was that it?
Yeah, those are my announcements. What about you?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll see you next week.
All right, bye guys.